Section 3. You will hear a conversation between two teachers who are making plans for the new semester. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 24. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 24.
Hi, Hannah. How's it going? Are you finding your way around?
Yes, slowly. It'll take a while before I've met everyone and I've got the hang of things.
You'll be fine in a few days. It just takes time. So, for today, let's just go over the basics. Now, you've already got the syllabus for the semester.
Yes, I got that from, I think her name is Maureen, the coordinator for the department.
Yes, and remember that the syllabus isn't set in stone. We can make alterations to suit our students, but you'll have to tell her about any alterations we make so she can put it in the records. For example, if we see that our students need more work with writing, we can add some supplementary material.
Okay, fine. So, what about assessment? Do we design our own tests?
No, you don't need to worry about that. But we do need to design a written assignment task for them. When the time comes, you can find examples from past years in the secretary's office.
Oh, the secretary! That's Paul, isn't it? I met him earlier today.
No, Paul is our assistant classroom coordinator, and he can give you a hand with finding the books and supplies. The secretary is a young man named Jason. You may not have met him yet. He has a small office near the door, just over there. It's really too small, because it's very crowded with stuff. Can you see all those filing cabinets?
Oh, yes. I was wondering about those.
That's his office. Those cabinets contain all of our previous papers, test results, student assessments, and things like that.
I'll introduce myself when I see him later on.
Yes, he's really nice. Okay, so we have your attendance list here. Let's see. Good, it looks like you'll have a really nice group. William usually does the class lists. He's very good at it. I see you have about 10 new students. So you'll have to make sure that they receive the orientation materials and know the basics about the school, where things are, who to go to for help.
Yes, I was told that I should speak to, Kelly about that. Is that right?
That's right. She's in charge of pastoral care, and she'll make sure you have everything you need to pass on to the new students. I think she'll give you a copy of some stuff for yourself, too, like maps of the school and a timetable.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 25 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 25 to 30.
The syllabus itself doesn't have firm dates for assessment and tests and homework, so I think it's a good idea to hash some of that out today while we're both here.
Yeah, for sure. I imagine that we'll have to give the students some sort of introduction in the first week.
Yes, you'll give them the course overview on the first day, and that includes information about what they will be doing when, and the due dates for all their assignments.
Okay. So how many assignments are there?
Two, though we also do some quizzes in class. But before the first assessment, we always give the students a chance to ask questions and ask for help if they need it. So in week four, we need to schedule brief one-to-one progress meetings.
Do we do this in class time?
Yep. It'll actually only take a morning. You spend about 10 minutes with each student while the others are doing self-directed study. But we want to make sure that the first assignment is due a week or two afterwards. Ideally, they will have started that before the meeting.
So what do you suggest? Week 5 for the first research report due date?
Maybe week 6 is better, right in the middle of the semester.
Okay. So, do we meet them again individually once we've graded their assignments?
Not exactly. We will meet with them again, but later in the semester, just to give them some feedback and suggestions for improvement if needed. It's best done a bit later, a few weeks before the final exam.
Which is week 12, right?
Yes. It's in the last week of the semester, but not on the Friday. It's usually on the Thursday. We usually try to keep the last day free for a class activity, to let the students unwind a bit after the exam.
Sounds fun. The weather should be nice by then, too. Maybe a picnic outside.
Yes. Or we can even take them out to an event or an attraction. Last year we went to the aquarium just down the road.
So, how about the marking of the exam?
Well, we usually take one day in the week following the final test, usually the Monday or Tuesday, to grade the exams. We all come in and grade the papers together in the common room. That way, if we have a question about a certain answer or grade, we can get advice from each other.
That's a great idea. It'll really help me as I'm doing it for the first time.
Yes, even people like me who've been doing it for years find it helpful.
I see here on the syllabus that the students can't access their results online until week 15. That's 3 weeks after the exam. That's rather a long time to wait.
Well, it's actually the week before that when the students receive their final marks. But we don't enter them onto the computer until the following week because we want to make sure they're correct.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.